from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Was it a surprise to you yesterday, little under 24 hours ago, when we told you that it was not going to be Josh Shapiro as the running mate of Kamala Harris, that it was going to be a guy named Tim Walz?
I want to just say this. I lean on my family and I lean on my faith, which calls me to serve. And I am proud of my faith.
Josh Shapiro, with a spirited speech before Kamala Harris and Tim Walz took the stage in Philadelphia. And joining us is Dr. Jerry Schuster, an expert in presidential rhetoric. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
Paul and I are very interested to get your take on why it seemed like odds on that the choice would be Shapiro. What do you think happened?
You know what? If I could explain that, I'd be headed toward the track today. I think it's one of those things that happens in politics, that all of a sudden the strategists take over and they find different aspects of the campaign that just may be impacted or affected by something that occurs, if that kind of thing occurs. You know, and it's the strategists, I think, won on this one. And I'm not so sure that it's a bad thing, because Josh Shapiro is not walking out the door looking behind at Kamala Harris. He's going to be as strong in support of her as he ever was. And yet we pick up somebody who can generate the votes from the Midwest, probably as effectively, if not more so, than Josh Shapiro might have been able to do.
Yeah, they might consider Josh in the West, Midwest, to be, city slicker kind of.
A little too urban.
Yeah, slick talking guy. How much do you think religion played a factor in this, if at all, in your opinion?
Unfortunately, I think to some extent, it probably was an item for discussion during the strategy sessions. But that said, I hope that never becomes the rationale later on down the road, when we find out precisely why it was that she chose a Walz. And religion should never have been a part of it, but realistically, we're in politics now, and there are some people that just never change their stripes.
Dr. Schuster, I'm curious to know, from someone in a position like you hold, where do these people all fit in now on the political spectrum, especially Walz and Harris?
Well, first of all, Harris is stereotyped as a progressive. Walz is probably not too far behind her, but he is dedicated to generating the vote in areas that he's proven to be able to do so. He's in Minneapolis. He got elected 6 times to a district's congressional seat that was heavy Republican focus, or had heavy Republican focus, and yet, and then he won two terms as governor, the first time by 11 points in a race he was not supposed to win. So you know what? He's changed the whole tenor of this campaign as much as Kamala Harris has.
And Donald Trump and J.D. Vance immediately said, and Trump's tweet was about, this is the most liberal duo in history running for president.
Yeah, he would say that because he was not prepared for this any more than anyone else was. And, I loved his line whenever he said, I'm talking now about Walz. He characterizes his description of the team that he's opposing as these guys are just plain weird. And, you know, he was reflecting on J.D. Vance and some of his ideas that he has espoused since he was appointed. He said, I'm not going to be that guy because these guys are just plain weird.
I found it interesting that to learn today that Walz had the support of Bernie Sanders. That is a wing of the party that's very progressive.
Yes, but the reason for that was, I think, as much as anything else, without somebody like, and by the way, that does not suggest he was against Shapiro, because he and Shapiro, while they're at odds on some issues, are for the most part very friendly politically and accept each other's differences. But at the same time, I think that what you do is you look at what he can do for the ticket all the way down the line in every aspect of the continent of the United States. And I think that that's one of the reasons why he was chosen. So, yeah.
Dr. Jerry Shuster, you got a few more minutes?
Yes, I do.
We have a few more questions to grill you with.
Sure.
I mean, ask you. we want to know.
By the way, before I leave you go, I knew that you remembered Walz because he played, your alma mater played him in Chadron State in Nebraska.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Now that's funny. Coming up, what happens to Josh Shapiro now when it comes to being a part of this process? He was pretty impassioned yesterday. We'll talk about that with Dr. Jerry Shuster coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. In our conversation and continue with Dr. Jerry Shuster, an expert in political rhetoric, presidential rhetoric in particular, an update from Steelers camp, Paul.
Yeah, the Steelers head coach, Mike Tomlin is meeting with reporters right now. Here's the Cliff Notes version of what's going to happen. On Friday night, Russell Wilson will not play. Justin Fields and the first teamers will get a couple of series. They asked Tomlin about the possibility of Ayuk. He told them that he's going to let us speculate on the need for another receiver, and he likes the way the wide receiver group has been working so far. He's got nice words to say for Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller specifically.
All right, and our own Jeff Hathorn is at camp, and anything else breaks, we'll have it for you. Back to Dr. Jerry Shuster. So we talked about Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, and why you thought Kamala Harris and her team made that choice. What happens next to Governor Josh Shapiro? Do you think there would be a plan for him should they win? Or is he happy being governor and plays a key role anyway and has to get this state for them to win?
Well, he is going to play the state for them to win. There's no doubt about that. He's a loyalist, and he's going to stay that way throughout the course of the campaign. Will he be a prominent part of the Harris win, will he be a prominent part of her plan? Yes, I would see that the likelihood of becoming something like attorney general for the nation would be ideal placement for him. But, you know, while coming back to Tim Walz, I think it's important to understand why he's going to become quickly a household name and why those of us who were very surprised at his choice. I watched him, now I'm playing the role as professor, watched him come to the podium, and he actually captivated the audience within moments after grabbing that lectern. And I think it was important to the nation that when you start to establish credibility, you do it immediately. You give the appearance like you own the audience. And clearly, that's precisely what he did. Now, think about it. Here comes a guy from Minnesota walking into the heart of Philadelphia. And you know as well as I do how tough a Philly audience is for anything, sports, politics, whatever. And you understand that this guy had that audience roaring in his behalf within seconds after taking over. That wasn't Kamala Harris that did that. He did that.
That's a good point. I mean, you're right. Philly can be a tough crowd. After all, they threw snowballs at Santa.
And that they did.
I don't know if it's still true that they still have a on-site holding compound at the stadium.
Dr. Schuster, I'd like to know what you think about this. That there's been some writing in the last 24 hours that Josh Shapiro's pro-Israel stance may have caused discomfort for Kamala Harris and the Democrats on the far left because they've increasingly been protesting the war in Gaza. To what degree did that play a role, if any?
Well, I think it did play some, and I like your choice of words because it's very appropriate, discomfort. I think they had to consider that because, you know, this election's going to be decided by a very narrow margin. And a percentage point one way or the other is going to make the difference in the outcome of the election. If that were the case, and if he's going to, his political leaning toward that way and his personal leaning, I think, if it impacted an audience negatively for the Harris campaign, I think that would make it appropriate for them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
To, if nothing else, squint a bit and then make a choice, since there was somebody else out there who could perform just as well, knowing they could keep Shapiro in the campaign and active and prominent.
Well, and now we have 91 days till the election, so the buildup will be for the Democratic National Convention. I'm going to assume, and Paul and I, we talked about this earlier, that Josh Shapiro will be one of the main speakers.
Oh, absolutely. And you know that because he'll represent a category of Democrats that are absolutely critical to make sure that this team wins. And he's going to bring to the party the kind of, like, hey, listen, I may not have been chosen as number two, but I guarantee you this party is going to be number one.
Lots to speculate and talk about in the weeks ahead. Dr. Schuster, always appreciate your input. Thank you.
Thank you.
And don't worry, I have your phone numbers. You can't hide.
Okay, and don't forget, it's homecoming at Chadron State next term.
Dr. Jerry Schuster, expert in presidential rhetoric.
A little sidebar before we move along, Larry. I was going through my X feed this morning before coming into work, and someone had posted video of the crowd reacting when Josh Shapiro was introduced at the rally last night, and at the center of the frame was John Fetterman, rather, who was not moving. He sat in his seat. He did not applaud. He was not enthusiastic about the fact that Josh Shapiro was on the stage.
Interesting.
So there's something going on. I don't know what that is, but everyone else around him was standing up and applauding, and he was not.
Interesting. Yet, when they finally got on stage after Josh Shapiro spoke, Kamala Harris spoke first, then introduced Tim Walz, and that lasted, it was quite a while before they brought up Walz. And so the crowd there had about a 90-minute speech between the three of them.
Right, and I would also like to point out that while I don't disagree that Philly's a tough town, this rally was attended by people enthusiastic about voting Democrat and voting for both Kamala Harris and whoever her running mate choice was be. So that was, in my opinion, that would be very friendly territory.
Absolutely. In Philadelphia, just as Pittsburgh is, and in the surrounding counties.
Sure.
So it's...
just like tens of thousands show up to see a Trump rally in Butler County.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. All right. We got more coming up on the Big K Morning Show. Also, next half hour, we'll check in with Michael Bartley. He's in for Marty Griffin, see what's on his docket. He's done a great job in getting some marquee guests this week. All coming up on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We're going to jump up to Steelers training camp for just a minute. I know Jeff Hathorn's been very busy. He just heard Mike Tomlin. So is there a trade, Jeff, for a big-time receiver?
Not yet. Not yet. Tomlin said very slyly, as he's told us before when we've asked him questions, you guys act like I've never been around this before. He said he would allow all of us to speculate, which is great for our business because we love to speculate and fans love to speculate, but there's nothing as of now, but he didn't say no. And this should also be pointed out, if he would have mentioned Brandon Ayuk's name or if he would have been asked directly about it, that could be considered tampering because he is still under contract with the 49ers.
So, good point.
So we couldn't just ask him, hey, are you getting Brandon Ayuk or what do you think of Brandon Ayuk? Because that could be fineable or more. We've seen teams lose draft picks for what they call tampering and talking about other teams' players.
Hey, Jeff, the coach did mention as he was talking about the wide receivers that are on the Steelers team right now, he did mention specifically Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller. Tell us more about that.
So Van Jefferson's a bigger guy. He has made some plays out here. He's feeling good about his opportunity. He's adopted AB's old rituals after practice, which means after you get done, he stays around, full uniform, helmet still on, catching at least 300 passes from the jugs machine, which is, if you've ever seen the thing that has spinning tires and the football shoots out of it.
Yes. I've seen jugs before.
Yeah, yes, you have. And he feels that if AB was able to get to the level he did by working that hard, he's doing the same thing. He has made some plays, but he's been inconsistent in his career and is coming off playing 17 games where only caught 20 passes. So that's a concern. And Scotty Miller is the other one. He's a smaller guy, more of a, scat guy that's going to run the field, doesn't have a lot of size, which is a concern, when you get into a physical environment, especially with the way that the Steelers want to play this offense. Can Scotty do the other things in the offense, like be able to block for the running back? So, it's still a question mark with this team, but that's a little bit more. And then they have a guy in Quez Watkins who's had some splashes at times with the Eagles and is trying to rebuild his career here too.
And your quarterback. Friday night, Justin Fields to start, right? No Russell Wilson.
No, and Tomlin said it's still a competition. Mm. Obviously, Wilson is listed number one in the depth chart, so he's still considered the starter right now. But Tomlin did made a point to say that what happens in stadiums weighs more, and Wilson won't get a chance in a stadium. So, you know, this is an opportunity here for Fields. And I look at it this way, guys. I don't think there's a question, barring, you know, this calf being a real issue, which we have not seen. I don't think there's an issue of a competition for this year, but the Steelers don't have a quarterback signed for next year. If Fields goes out and plays well, he may not win a job for now, but he may win a job for next year and potentially a contract before we start this season.
Lots of intrigue from Steelers training camp in Latrobe at St. Vincent College. Jeff, thanks for taking time. I know you're in the middle of doing your thing. We appreciate it.
No, it's fine. Thanks, guys.
All right. There you go. That's the latest.
I really think Jeff's onto something there with the lack of competition this year, but the real issue is who's going to be taking snaps next year. I think that's very well put. Russell Wilson I don't necessarily think that Russell Wilson needs a lot of reps in training camp, at least at this point. And what does it hurt to have Justin Fields working with the ones for a couple of series on Friday night?
I don't know, mister. We'll see what happens in stadiums. Coming up, we're going to talk to Michael Bartley, who's in for Marty Griffin. We'll get the inside and what he's working on next on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up 10 until 2, Marty Griffin continues his summer hiatus, and Michael Bartley is in the air chair.
Oh, we're going to have some fun today.
Yeah, wow. What a show yesterday. As you got on the air, the news broke, and of course, all day into the evening.
You had it, a quarter to 10? Was that about the right time? Quarter to 9.
Right.
Oh, my. Today, Donald Trump reacts. He's thrilled with the Tim Walz pick. Oh, we're going to have some fun with that. But I'll tell you something, and I heard you going on this morning about it, Larry. Last night, that arena, that was a temple, by the way, in Philly, where that rally was. That was electrified, and we're going to get some reaction from folks today. We're going to talk to some campaign experts, political consultants, because it seems anyway, and I don't think it's just my view, but the interest is so heightened in this election now. And listen, we have to stay with it today because it's all people are talking about.
Well, consider right before, so the series of events, an assassination attempt on a former president, unfortunately in our area.
Yeah, a sitting president has to go.
And then they go from that weekend of the eve of the Republican National Convention. Yeah. So you go through that week.
Yep.
Then that Sunday, Joe Biden says, I'm out of the race.
Yeah.
And then here we are just a couple of weeks later. Who would have imagined Governor Tim Walz would even be in the conversation?
And I said the same thing you said yesterday, Larry. I never heard the guy talk before.
Nope.
Never until last night.
Why
and guess
would
what?
We?
When I lived in Wisconsin, we called it Minnesota Nice. And it seems like it's Minnesota Nice. This guy is a folksy, nice guy that people can relate to. But I'll tell you what, the blades are out today on the other side.
He's also an Army Guard veteran.
Yes, he is.
And
I love the fact that he coached high school football.
Yeah, that alone, he should have enough experience to deal with
People.
Parents saying, my kid should be playing.
Yeah, why ain't my kid playing?
Well, there is no shortage of topics coming up with Michael Bartley. Michael, good luck. We're all counting on you. It's 9:55 at KDKA.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.